Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guests for the morning interview. I'm very happy to have with me Charlie Blady, a local artist who does printmaking, print work, and Betty Gray, the art walk coordinator for the Greater Sitka Arts Council. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Great to have you here on a spring morning, very suited for a spring art walk.
It's kind of a miracle.
It is. Actual sun out there. We're here to talk about the spring art walk. Betty, I want to turn to you to ask you, what is the spring art walk and when is it happening?
Yeah, so the Greater Sitka Arts Council puts on an art walk twice a year. This is the spring one because it's spring, despite what it's looked like this past week. But it is where downtown businesses open their doors and host artists or musicians. It's a really fun event. You have hosted artists, you have regular Sitka artists, music, and then you also get passports so you can win prizes. There's also usually some snacks and fun things also. So it's a really fun night.
It's like a downtown public party.
It really is.
Yeah, can come out. And as you mentioned, there are artists. Some of them are old familiar artists, and some of them are maybe like Charlie, a little bit newer. Tell us a little bit about your history with the art walk.
Yeah, this will be my second art walk. I did my first art walk in the fall, and it was so much fun. I had a mini print vending machine that people could come and get miniature prints out of, which was awesome. I'm really excited to do this next one.
Okay, great. And I want to talk to you about your art, but first let me just ask you the nitty gritty. Where will you be?
Yes, I'll be at the Backdoor Cafe.
Okay, so people can come through the Backdoor Cafe. They'll be open for the art walk for the whole time from 4 to 7, and they get a chance to look at your art up close.
Yes, I'm so excited about
that. Great. Well, yeah, I'm curious if you can tell me and listeners, what is the print work that you do? What is your art?
Yeah, so I do three different types of printmaking, block printing, collagraph, and etching. I'll mostly just have block prints at the Backdoor Cafe, so that'll be exciting.
Great, and I think people have heard of a lot of these types of artwork, especially I think block printing has kind of been around town. There are some famous block print artists locally, but can you explain what all three of those different types are?
So block printing, you can almost think of it as making a really large stamp. You'll take a wood block or a piece of linoleum and you'll carve a relief print into it, and then you'll ink it up and press it, and it's just really awesome.
And some of the people that have done that locally, like, that's what Dale DeArmond did. Is that right? Yeah. So there's some, well-known.
There's a bunch of really amazing block print artists here in Sitka, which I was kind of shocked about when I moved here.
Yeah. Well, and then you mentioned one that I had never heard of before, and it's called Calligraph.
Yeah, Calligraph.
Calligraph.
So that one is something I learned about 2 years ago, and it's really fun. It's almost like etching, but you take mat board, so it's a little bit more like resourceful, not so many extensive things like copper plates. But I'll cut up different pieces of paper, and I'll put gel and string, and you can put all these different things on it. And you make your image, and then you'll seal it and wipe it like an etching and put it through the press.
Okay, so you use a press for this one. And then you keep mentioning etching, which is another form. So tell us about that one.
Etching is also one of my deepest loves in printmaking. So you'll take a copper plate and you'll draw an image on it, and then you'll dip it into acid. And based off of how long it's in the acid is how dark all of the lines will get. So it's really fun. It's a lot of trial and error and experimentation, and you kind of never know how it's going to turn out because the chemicals just do funky stuff, which is cool.
It's like art on science.
It is art and science.
So how did you get into this? What's your background? Did you study this?
I got into it during COVID, which a lot of people picked up COVID hobbies, but I was studying interior design in college at Kansas State, and I just felt like it wasn't the right fit for me, and my mom had suggested, why don't you try block printing? So random, but I was like, okay, I'll try anything. And then I completely fell in love with it and switched my major. And
amazing.
I just love printmaking.
Okay, great. And when people come out on Saturday to the Backdoor to see your art, what might they expect? Like, do you have certain themes you work within, or?
Yeah, so I do a lot of nature-based artwork, and then some different folklore stuff. So I love telling stories through prints and kind of, yeah, storytelling through the medium.
Cool.
It's awesome.
Cool. Yeah, great. So people can come get a taste of your art this Saturday.
I'm very excited.
Yeah. But there, I also want to mention, just because we chatted beforehand, that you people are going to be able to see your art in some other ways, too. And you've even taught classes. So tell us about the project that you're currently working on that we should keep an eye out for.
Oh, yes. So I'm currently working with Sitka Speaks and their Sitka Tells Tales. And they will be putting up posts around town with different stories and QR codes so people can listen to, like, local stories as podcasts. And I'll be getting to do some of the artwork for those signs.
Okay.
So I'm really, yeah, I'm so excited.
Very cool. So come out Saturday to, like, spot your artwork. And then people will know what to look for. Yes. Yeah. Well, great. So people will have a chance to meet a newer artist on Saturday. But Betty, where else should people go? Or, like, where else is participating? And what else can we expect?
Yeah, so there are 15 businesses participating. I recommend starting at Hoots, who are showing their student art, which is always just so fun to see. They're really talented little kids, and they do such a good job. But they're also hosting a silent auction for a fundraiser that they're doing, which just goes to supporting the students, the teachers, enrichment. So it's a really good place to start. They'll be open from 4 to 6, so a little bit shorter, but a good place to get started and to pick up your passports. And then on your artwork passports, you'll have a list of all the businesses participating and all the artists and musicians participating. Some things that I'm really looking forward to is that Alaska Pure Sea Salt will have Norm Campbell and Jennifer Younger there. Let's see, what else? Charlie over at Back Door. Edward Jones has Angie Eaton, who's been at the Artworks for a while now, and her work is so beautiful, and she's bringing more and more stuff to it every year, which is always fun. So lots of really fun stuff.
Yeah.
And then Fate Accompli has the Tritones playing, which is always a party over there.
Right.
They really make it a scene. But it's going to be really, really fun. And so definitely pick up your passports to kind of get a guide to where to go.
Great. So, and the passport is wonderful, like you just said, for the guide, like if you kind of want to pick and choose what you want to see. But you could also just make the plan to fill the whole passport, because tell us about that.
So if you get a stamp from every location participating, you can turn it in at Island Artist Gallery, and then we do a drawing to win prizes. And they're always really good prizes. I've picked up a few of them. But art or gift cards, sometimes like some T-shirts and merch.
Great.
But it's fun.
Okay. And so you can carry that with you throughout the evening. Mm-hmm. And once you fill it all up, just be sure to go to the Island Artist Gallery.
And there's a little box you can just stick it in and claim your prizes later.
Okay, great. And I feel like we mentioned at least one newish thing happening downtown, and there's probably more, but a part of the art walk is to sort of like check out downtown after the winter and sort of assess what's been happening.
Definitely.
And Forget Me Not is one that we chatted about.
Yeah, so they couldn't participate last year because they didn't have a space, but now they've moved into the space under Cathedral Arms. So I went by the other day and it looks beautiful. And they'll be hosting sculptures by Dale Hansen. But they also have a bunch of other just like local art too that they're just having in their shop just forever.
Great.
And so it's a great time before the cruise ships get here to check stuff out and see before the craziness starts. Because everyone's all amped up and ready to be all fresh and new, but it's not so crazy yet.
Yeah, you can go out. Locals can go out. You won't be crowded out, and you can also just celebrate downtown and see what's happening down there. Yeah. So just to remind listeners, that's going to be, Betty, when is that going to be?
It's April 11th from 4 to 7, kind of just downtown. If you make your way downtown, I'm sure you'll see it. And then if you haven't gotten your fill of community and art at the end of the art walk, you can go over to Harbor Mountain Brewing, and they have Sitka Conservation Society. Their Sea Pony Public Lands poster project is happening, so they have really cool posters displayed that are Tongass-inspired posters at Harbor Mountain Brewing.
Oh, lovely.
So if you're done with Art Walk and need a bite to eat and a drink, you can go over there and
finish out there. Okay.
Sounds awesome.
Sounds lovely. Yeah, wonderful. Well, it's been fun to chat with both of you. I've been speaking with Betty Gray, the Art Walk coordinator for the Greater Sitka Arts Council, and Charlie Blady, a local artist who will be participating in the Art Walk this spring. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.